Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, this afternoon should remain partly sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 44. And on Friday, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And in the news for today, a Dane County Circuit Court judge has issued an order preventing the deletion of any records from the first 3 months of the partisan review of the 2020 presidential election being conducted by former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. In a 30-minute hearing on Wednesday morning, Judge Valerie Bailey Ryan said she was amazed she had to make the order telling the leader of the assembly and a former Supreme Court justice to follow the law. That, according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner. Gableman has argued he is not required to comply with Wisconsin's open records laws because he is a contractor for the assembly, which is exempt from certain provisions. Bailey Ryan's order comes 2 weeks after a similar order by Dane County Judge Frank Remington, after an attorney for Gableman said he and his investigators were deleting records they deemed irrelevant or useless. Both decisions came in lawsuits brought by the government watchdog group American Oversight, which has been tracking Gableman's investigation. Gableman's review, which has now gone months past its original deadline, has resulted in a number of conspiratorial allegations that have been swiftly debunked by election officials and news media. Gableman has aligned himself with a fringe wing of the Wisconsin Republican Party that's advocating for the decertification of the state's 2020 presidential election results, an impossible and unconstitutional move. The 2020 election was won by Joe Biden by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin, a result that has been confirmed by numerous lawsuits, recounts, audits, and investigations. Again, information for this report is used by permission of the Wisconsin Examiner. From the La Crosse Tribune comes the following report related to the possibility that the U.S. Supreme Court is planning to overturn Roe v. Wade, the constitutional amendment which protects the privacy of women to legally have access to abortion. In practice, the future of abortion in Wisconsin could play out in the courts for years to come. Attorneys and other legal experts on both sides of the question were still processing Justice Samuel Alito's leaked majority opinion and formulating strategies on Wednesday, but a few legal avenues were emerging. Abortion rights groups, for example, could argue that the Wisconsin Constitution guarantees the right of privacy, the same basis upon which the High Court found the U.S. Constitution protected a woman's right to an abortion. Groups could also argue that the state constitution's recognition of a right of liberty also protects a woman's right to choose. The venue for resolving those arguments, the state Supreme Court, is currently dominated by conservative justices. But in 2023, with conservative justice Patience Rogensack's upcoming retirement, liberals have a chance to gain a court majority. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.